Those ballots would not have changed the outcome of any race or referendum, and Madison's city attorney says the city has made changes to ensure the debacle does not happen again. At the same time, he wrote a letter to the Wisconsin Elections Commission arguing the body does not have the authority to issue procedural mandates that apply to only one municipality. Ann Jacobs chairs that commission.
We got a letter that sort of reads a bit petulant, like, you're not the boss of me, and why do I have to do things nobody else has to do?
She called the city attorney's response frustrating.
Well, nobody else failed to count 200 ballots.
The commission voted 5-1 to approve the order targeting Madison. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.